This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
She may be the beauty queen. She may be the prime minister of India. Allah says, don't marry her. And wala tankihul mushrikeen hatta yu'minu. Wala tankihul mushrikeen hatta yu'minu. And oh Muslims, don't allow your daughters to marry mushriks. Hatta yu'minu, until they are converted. Wala abdun mu'minun khayrun min mushrikin wala wajabakum. A Muslim slave who believes is better for you as your brother-in-law, as your son-in-law, than a mushrik. Even if he allures you, he fascinates you. He is the Prime Minister of India, the largest democracy in the world. Morarji Desai, mera mamu hota tha. Richard is my mamu. But he's drinking his own urine, khud ka peshab pita tha, rose. You know, I will give my old widowed auntie, meri puppi, meri khala ko shadi karaunga. Allah kehta hai, Allah says, ulaika yad'una ila an-nar, they are inviting you towards Jahannam. Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannati wal maghfira. Whereas Allah is inviting his jannat and his maghfira. Usko chhodkar kyun tum Jahannam ki taraf jaate ho? Why are you going towards hell? Allah is inviting his jannah and his maghfira. But no, our daughters don't know. You didn't tell them. I'm telling you, you didn't tell them. They're running away wholesale in my country. Musalmanon ki betiyon ghair qaum ke saath bhag chali. Muslim daughters running away with the mushriks wholesale. Why? You didn't tell them. You didn't tell your daughters. You don't run away with the mushrik, did you? Did you tell them? No. You didn't tell them. Why? Why didn't you tell them? You expect the Maulisab to do that? Maulisab kahenge, Maulisab will say. Maulisab thinks you're going to do it. You're going to tell your daughter. You leave it on the Maulisab. Maulisab leaves it on you. And it's below your dignity to tell your daughter, ke beti, oh madraji ke saath mat bhag jana, oh mushrik ke saath mat bhag jana, oh Hindu ke saath mat bhag jana, oh Chinese ke saath mat bhag jana, oh Buddhist ke saath mat bhag jana. Don't run away with the Buddhist. Don't run away with the mushrik. Why? Because it's below your dignity. You expect your daughter to do that? Your daughter, my daughter? No, can't happen to me. Hum log 5 waqt ki namaz padte hain, tilawat e Quran karte hain, we are reading the Quran, pacha the Quran. Can't happen to us. And it's happened. The only time we wake up is when our daughter comes with a problem. Ki daddy, I want to marry Mr. Moodley. Tika chi chi chi, kya baat karti hai? He's a mushrik. He said, what is that? What is that, daddy? What difference does it make? He's Hindi, I'm Hindi. We are Indians. Yes, we are Indians. But one is a Muslim, one is a mushrik. Big difference. It's heaven and earth. Jannat or Jahannam ka farak. But the Vyar Hindis, good old Hindis. Vyar Hindis, I can't say I'm an Arab. Me. I'm an Indian, you know that? I was born in India. In my country, I'm more Indian than most of the other Indians because I was born in India. Most of you are colonial born, you're born here. I am imported stuff. I don't know about you. How many of you are imported and how many of you are local? But I am imported. So, they're running every wholesale in my country. I don't know about here. But I feel that the fire is similar wherever you are. So, about marriage, about divorce and the D. In the index, how to divorce, Allah gives it to us in the Quran. He spells it out for us. In detail, He's telling you how to do the job. If you must, if it comes to husband and wife parting, how to do the job. A nice, clean, surgical cut, how to do it. He spells it out for you in detail in Surah Talaq. Will you find Talaq and the T? Look for Talaq, He'll tell you chapter so and so. The whole Surah is dealing with divorce. What do you want to know? You know about Jesus and the J. You want to know about Muhammad, the Quran says about Muhammad and the M. About Surah Muhammad in italics, Muhammad, this is chapter 47. Easy to find. Every page is numbered. 47. Surah Muhammad we're looking for. Ayah number 38, easy to find. Once you find 47, you find 48, easy to find. Last ayah, last quarter, it says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمِ خَيْرَكُمْ. That if you are Muslims, if you fail to carry out your responsibilities, He is going to replace you, substitute you for another people, another nation. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Then they won't be like you. And He has done it. He is doing it all the time. This is His law, the law of Allah Bari Ta'ala. He chooses the people. He chooses the people. In the first instance, in the religious history of man, He chose the Jews. He chose the Jews. Yahudiyonku. We name our children. I know there must be many here. Musa, Dawood, Suleiman, Ishaq. Hai ke nahi tumhare mein? Huh? Hai ke nahi tumhare mein? You haven't got people here. Musa, Dawood, Suleiman, Ishaq. Yes, this is plenty. But these are all Jewish names. What do you do with Jewish names? No, to us they are not Jewish names. These are the names of the righteous servants of Allah, the Rasuls and the Nabis of the Bani Israel. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Hazrat Suleiman alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. These are the prophets of God, and we are proud to give our children these names. Not because they are Jewish. These are the prophets of Allah. Ha! Truth. Prophets of truth. Then we are told that we must believe in the four heavenly books. Four heavenly books. Char kitabein khuda ki taraf se nuzul hui, hame manna chahiye. We ought to believe. Otherwise you're not a Muslim. Among the four, we say we believe in the Torah, we believe in the Zabur, we believe in the Injil, and we believe in the Furqan. Furqan is the Quran. Four books. Torah, Zabur, Injil, Furqan. Out of the four books, 75% are Jewish books. Can you imagine? Out of four, three, that means 75% are Jewish books. You got to believe. If you say, I don't believe, you're not a Muslim. Out. Get out. Khabis kahinka, you're not a Muslim. You say, I don't believe this. Out of Islam. Kharij. Kharij ho jaoge. We believe in four books. Out of that, 75% Jewish books. Because Torah was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, a Jew. Zabur was given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, a Jew. Injil was given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, a Jew. Jew, Jew, Jew. And we believe Allah chose the Jews. He says in the Quran, he reminds us, Ya Bani Israel, Azkuru Ni'mati Allati An'amtu Alaykum Wa Anni Fattaltukum Alal Alameen. Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, remember the special favors which I did unto you, and I chose you above all the peoples of the earth for my special favors. Kyun bhul jate ho? Why are you forgetting? I chose you the Jews. Why did you choose the Jews? Very good people. No. Why did Allah choose them? People are asking me, why did Allah choose them? He says, I know. Even Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is complaining. In their own book, in their own Torah, he's complaining. He said, behold, a stiff-necked people. Stiff-necked. Maghroor qaum. Who says that? Not me. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he is telling his people, stiff-necked. Maghroor qaum. Behold. Dekho. Lihatla, dekho, dek. A stiff-necked people. He's telling his people, he says, ye, you have been rebellious against the Lord since the day I knew you. Jab se main janta hun, pehchanta hun, jab se main dekh raha hun, you are a rebellious people, always going against Allah's teaching. Allah says, tum chukkar, enter the gate in humility, they put the legs first. They killed the prophets, made grave charges against Maryam alayhi salam. What and what? Through their own prophets. If they gave our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi salam trouble, I can understand. But they didn't even spare the Jewish prophets. Yahya alayhi salam, they had him beheaded. Zakaria alayhi salam, they killed him. And Isa alayhi salam, they made an attempt on his life. Jews killing Jews and their own prophets. But Allah went and chose them. Why? People are asking me why. Look, I don't know. I don't know Allah's mind. Allah says, I know what is in your mind, but you don't know what is in mine. Is it? We don't know. Uski kya maqsad hai? Ye falsafi aaye hain kya sunane? Khuda ki baatein khuda hi jaane. What these philosophers have got to say? You philosophize, you make guesses, your opinions you give. What are you talking about? Khuda ki baatein khuda hi jaane. Allah knows his secrets. He knows. Why did he choose the Jews? I can hazard guesses. Means I can guess and tell you they have certain qualities which we don't like, but they have certain qualities about them. For 2,000 years, they have a quality of persevering, keep at the goal. They have a target, Manzila Maqsood. They say, we will go for it every year for 2,000 years. In the when the day of the holy day of Eid comes along, they say, next year, Jerusalem. Next year, Jerusalem. Every year, they say, next year, Jerusalem, Baitul Muqaddas. 2,000 years, they persevere. Allah gave it to them. That quality we haven't got. There's something there. There's so many other things. We haven't got the time to go into all that. But Allah chose them to do a certain job of work. They didn't do it. Allah says, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمٍ غَيْرَكُمْ. He will substitute in your place another people. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Then they won't be like you. But they didn't hear that. The Quran came much later. But Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, a Jew among the Jews, he's telling his people in their own book, which is recorded in what they call the New Testament, in they call Kitabul Kadim and Kitabul Jadid in the New Testament. Kitabul Jadid means the New Testament. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is telling his people. And the kingdom of God, this high honor, privilege, status which Allah has given you, like we, Khaira Ummatin. He says, the kingdom of God, he says, will be taken away from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Allah will take away that honor, this privilege, this status, and give it to somebody else who do the job. That's His law. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam warned them, you don't do the job, yastabdil qawman khairakum. He didn't use those words, because these words were not revealed, but he said the same message. The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And every time when Allah displaces you, He puts people who are inferior to you in your mind, on your head. The people you look down upon, the people you laugh at. Dead hai, chamar hai, these untouchables, these Chinese, these Mongols, these Spanish people, they drink wine and they eat pig. Right? You laugh at them. You laugh at them. They are the ones who are going to sit on your head. 800 years we ruled Spain. Muslims ruled Spain for 800 years. Do you know that? In Europe, we ruled for 800 years. We had a jolly good time. Masa ji masa. Muslimano ne masa ki waha. With the Spanish woman, they beget bastard children, they didn't convert them. Aaj sab baras masa ki masa. Had a jolly good time. Allah is warning them. They don't need the warning. They understood the Arabic language. You and I got good excuse that we don't understand the Quran. We read it for barakah, for sawab. Inshallah, we'll get barakah and sawab. But instructions we are not getting because we don't take the trouble to know, to learn. There has been a wrong system introduced and that system is carrying on. A system for new converts. The way we learn and read the Quran is a system for new converts. After 400 years, you are still a new convert. Your grandfather was a new convert. Your father was a new convert. You are a new convert. And your children will be new converts for eternity, for all time. That's your system. Like a parrot. Read like a parrot. Whether you are a Malay or you are a Hindi, that's your system. Like a parrot. That's for new converts. Naye Muslimano ke liye hai. Not for you. Not for Muslims. But you are a new convert. Everybody is a new convert. The system is for new converts. They just teach the man, they say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim, muh par kar do, you know, memorize it, and you can join us in the salah, sallahu akbar, and rattle it off, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim, Malikim ad-din, yaakana ud-din, yaakana, MashaAllah, and the surah, sallahu akbar, sami allahu li mahmud, allahu akbar. Yes, that's for new converts. Not for you and me, wallah, not for, but we still carry on, the new convert system. For new converts. I don't know when you will become Musliman. When will you be Muslim? You are new converts and you remain new converts. Me, my children and my grandchildren, according to the system that's given to us, new converts for eternity, for all times. Naye Musliman, naye Musliman, naye Musliman. We. You said I was born Muslim. I said, go. You're a new convert. Everybody is a new convert. Me too. Because I can't speak Arabic. I don't understand Arabic. I have to look at a translation. So, Allah Bari Ta'ala is warning us. And whoever listens and understands, warning them. Allah says, Kam taraku min jannatin wa uyun. How many were the gardens and the fountains they left behind? Wazu'in wa makamin kareem. And cornfields and monumental buildings. وَنِعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاتِحِينَ. And wealth and the amenities of life in which they took so much delight. كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. Thus other people were made to inherit these things. وارثے میں لوگوں کو چلا گیا خیر قوم کے وارثے میں چلا گیا. Other people were made to inherit these things. فَمَا بَقَتَ لِهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْغَرِينَ. And neither the heaven nor the earth shed a tear for them, nor was respite given to them anymore. When the time came, says حَبِيثٌ قُوْ حَتَادُوا, get rid of them, move them. They are not doing the job. يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. غَيْرْ قَوْمْ سَيْ تُمْهَا بَدَلْ دَيْغَا. He will substitute in your place another people. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُمْ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Then they won't be like you. They are reading it. Our Arab brothers are reading it and they understand what they're reading. But while they're reading, they're laughing at the Egyptians. They say, you know, Firaun, Khabis Kariqa, you know, 9 plagues Allah sent or 10 plagues, plague after plague, musibat after musibat, and the guy didn't come right. And they had the gardens and the fountain, they had the monuments, the pyramid and the sphinx, and at Abu Simbel, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, they built monuments there, they're still there. Like the Taj Mahal and the Shalimar Garden. No, they had all these things. Great. So the fools, they were cooking. They didn't heed the warning. They didn't learn. Firaun didn't learn. So Allah drowned him in the Red Sea and his troops. You see? But Allah said, the fools don't realize that they are in the firing line. But no, you laugh at the other guy. That's me. All of us are like that. We laugh at the other fool. We are the fools now. No. We laugh at the other fool. He's a fool. That guy's a fool. I said, you are a fool. You're not learning a lesson. You are a fool. No. Hum to usko dekhte hain. Wo bewakoof kahin ka. Bewakoof kahin ka. He's a bloody fool. I said, you are a bloody fool now. Look, you're going the same way as the fools that you are laughing at. 800 years, they're reading the Quran. They understand the Quran. They made salah, they gave zakat, they went for hajj and for umrah, and they gave beard, and they read the tasbih. Perhaps they were as good Muslim as ourselves or even better than us. But 800 years, they didn't do the job. So Allah says, yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, inko badal do ghayrakum se. Change them, transform them. And there was not one man left in that country to give the bang, the alarm. Not one man, not one bangi in the land after 800 years. What a failure. Then in the Middle East, Baghdad, Samarkand, Bukhara, and the Harun al-Rashid, Mamun al-Rashid, a veritable fairy land. We can't produce those scenes anymore. Only in films they can do it. The real life, you can't do what they did. And they read in the Quran. They understand the Quran. These are Arabs. On the border are the Mongols. Halaku Khan, Genghis Khan, Nam Sunat. Huh? No, they were not Muslim Khans. They were the Mongols. Bikini. They didn't even have that, the Arabs. Men and women used to go around the Kaaba absolutely naked. Nunge, mother, jat, nunge. Jaise maa ke pet mein se aaye waise. That's what the reason. They had good logic. They said, Allah created like this. What's good of putting shoes and toga and all that going before Him? What can we put before Him that is presentable, acceptable to Him? So we go as He sent us into the world. Nunge. Naked. Beautiful logic. It's a beautiful logic. We want to be humble before Allah. The way He sent us into the world, empty-handed, empty, no clothes. We go before Him. Beautiful logic. That's how barbaric they were. And Allah can change them. He changed them. He made them into torchbearers of light and learning to the world. From the Pyrenees in Europe to the Pacific. From the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean, Islam. They made them masters of half the known world. The Quran, Allah can change them, the Arabs. They can't change the Mongols, no. The Spanish people, Allah can't change them. They are pig eaters, like the Chinese. They're pig eaters. Those Spanish people were wine beavers, drinking drunkard, like the Chinese. Allah can change you, Arabs. Our forefathers, most of us, we are Hindis, our forefathers were mushriks. They were worshipping Rama, Sita, Hanuman, Ganesh, Subramani. Come on. Siva, Shivalingam. Come on. The gods of your forefathers. Tell me, give me the names. Our forefathers, mine too. Allah saved us, no? We were the people, when the cow was urinating, we used to run and collect the urine and sprinkle ourselves for purification. We, my people. Now I run away. When the cow is urinating, you all run. What did it? Islam. Islam can change you. It can't change it, the terror, the chamar, the untouchable, it can't change them. That's what you think. Change your forefathers, mushriks. Of the highest order, they worship the 1,000 God, million God, everything is God. Cow God, monkey God, elephant God, snake God. Allah can change your fathers. But it can't change the Chinese. Huh? Allah says, Fatarabbasu. You wait. In that case, you wait. You don't want to do the job. Allah says, sabr kar. Taro, taro. It doesn't mean to wait. Wallah, it doesn't mean to wait. It's a warning. Allah is giving you a warning. Look out, sambhalna. When he says wait means for destruction. For what? Hatta yati Allahu bi amri. Until Allah's decision comes about for your destruction. You wait for that, you fools. You wait for that. For your destruction, you wait for your destruction. But we are waiting. They waited 800 years in Spain. We waited 1,000 years in India. Muslims rule India for 1,000 years. Eventually when partition takes place, we get one quarter, the Hindu gets three quarter. What? You didn't do the job. They had a jolly good time, you too. The Mughals. We rule India, we build the Taj Mahal, Shalimar Gardens, what else? Kutub Minar. That's ours. What did you do to the people of India? Your own people. Wallah, they are our own people. Wallah, these are our own people, our own flesh and blood. But you do them. No, they can't understand Islam. So the Christian comes along and changes them. As a Hindu in my country, that time was the Telugu, the Hindustani, we call them Calcuttians. They speak Hindi. Kaise hain? Salam Babu. No. They like similar to Urdu like. We say Salam Alaikum, they say Salam Babu, Salam. Kaisa hai? Acha hai? Acha rehta? Acha rehta. They speak like that. Tamils, Telugus, Hindus, Calcuttians, Hindustanis. They are my people, our people. We're not interested in them. Wallah, we're not interested. We are racist. Same like the caste system in India, the Brahmin caste. We are thinking we are the Brahmin caste. Maybe our forefathers are also third Jamaat, the untouchables, yours and mine. But we say no, we are the Aryans, the master people. हम लोग तो बड़े साहेब कुछ है नहीं मालूम क्या सैयद है क्या अफगान है क्या पता नहीं आई डोंट नो व्हाट यू क्लेम व्हाट आई एक बार रोता है कि यूं तो सैयद भी हो मिर्जा भी हो अफगान भी हो यूं तो सैयद भी हो मिर्जा भी हो अफगान भी हो तुम सभी कुछ हो बताओ तो मुसलमान भी हो व्हाट आर यू यू से सैयद एंड मिर्जा एंड अफगान व्हाट एवर यू आर आई वॉन्ट टू नो वेदर यू आर मुस्लिम्स मुसलमान भी हो फिरका बंदी है कहीं और कहीं जाते हैं क्या जमाने में पनपने की यही बातें हैं एक ही सबका नबी दीन भी ईमान भी एक हरम पाक भी अल्लाह भी कुरान भी एक कुछ बड़ी बात थी होते जो मुसलमान भी एक फिरका बंदी है कहीं और कहीं जाते हैं क्या जमाने में पनपने की यही बातें हैं व्हाट आर यू यू आर वर्स देन द हिंदू This is the way to be together. We worship the same Allah, the same Rasul, the same Kaaba, the same Qibla, the same Quran, and yet we are divided. We want to fight inside. Over little things. Over little things. We want to kill one another. When the enemy is at our door, knocking at our doors, he is going to change your satya nas tumhe kar dega. He will finish you up as they did to us in Spain, as they're doing to us in India, but we won't change. You don't want to convert them, do you? Dheer hai, chamar hai. You understand what I'm talking about? Untouchables, dheer chamar. They're supposed to be the sweepers, use the wood and draw the water, cleaning our shit buckets, carrying our shit buckets. That's their job. You don't want them to be a Muslim, do you? With your mouth you say yes, but in your mind you don't want him. You know that, man. You can't lie to me. I know what's in your mind because I'm one of you. You can't lie to me. You Pakistanis and you Bangladeshis and you, I know, UPCB wala, the whole bank lot of you, Dilli wala, the whole bank lot of you, I know. Because I'm one of you. You can't bluff me. I'm not an outsider. We don't want them. The only time we want them is when our daughter is running away. Can you do plastic surgery karo? Somehow make him into a Muslim. Then we can call him Mr. Muhammad Mudli. The naak to kat gaya, plastic surgery ho jayega. You know, I hope you understand what I'm talking. يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ He will substitute in your place another people. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ Then they won't be like you. Here is an opportunity. We are satisfied. Look, the masjids are full, back to capacity. Gives us a good feeling. Very good feeling. Allah, it gives you a good feeling. Oh, every masjid is full. Every masjid is too small. Imagine our ladies are not here. And our children are not here. And yet they are packed like sardines. If the ladies were here, where would you be? Huh? And the children, where will you be? So you keep them out. Huh? You keep them out. We keep them out. And they're running away with the mushrik. So what can you do if it happens? We don't cater for them. We don't care. And nobody is telling you that shoulder to shoulder, khadi karo usko. Tumhari mai, tumhari beti, tumhari zauja ko hamare saath khada karo. I want to stand with your wife, your daughter. No. Give them separate but equal facility. That's all. Give them an opportunity. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not stop your women from coming to the masjid. But it is better for them that they pray at home. We only hear, it is better for them that they pray at home. First thing is that don't stop them. Create facilities for them. Today, in this day and age, you can create any type of facility you want. Separate entrance, separate wudu facility, toilet facility. They are in the mosque and yet out of the mosque. There is no intermingling. Allah forbids. But He doesn't say don't allow them to come. They must hear the message. No, they don't hear it. They don't hear it. You, 52 times a year, you're listening to the alims telling you things and you cry like hypocrites. You cry and you go home and still the same, on the same road. Can you pass that message to your wife, your daughter? You can't. You're too busy. We are too busy. Wallah, we're too busy. We have work to do. And when you go home, you want to see the TV, you want to read the newspaper. You got time to talk to your daughters? No. So let the imam talk. Then we are afraid, maybe our daughter or my wife might fall in love with the imam. No, there's something wrong with you. If your wife falls in love with the old imam, there's something wrong with you. Don't blame the imam. There's something wrong with you. No, look, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, Allah. I'm just describing to you a situation where we are creating problems ourselves, self-destruction. Things that will destroy us. Gradually, this is how it destroys nations. The Christian is attracting people. The Tamil and the Telugus are here. They look more like us. But the white man gets him. As a Hindu in my country, the Tamil and the Telugu and the Hindustani, they look up to the Muslims as good people. They respect us, wallah. They are prepared to worship us as Hindus. But as soon as he's Christianized, he's looking down upon us. Because now he's programmed by his white passes. That these Muslim Sullah fellows, they're going to go to hell. They're going to go to hell. Ask them, go and ask them, who died for the sins? For your sins, who died for your sins? No, he's got nothing. He said, nobody died for his sins. For yours? Nobody. It's the silliest question, wallah. For anybody to ask you, who died for your sins? It's like asking you, when you're hungry, who eats for you? When you are sick, who takes the medicine for you? It's a lunatic question, lunacy. Of the highest order, but he's shaking up the Muslim. Who died for your sins? Christ died for mine. Who died for yours? I'm looking in my head, Imam Hussein, Hussein Hassan, Hussein, who, Shahidan Karbala, who? I can't find anybody. Nobody died for your sin. Allah says, Allah says, and no bearer of a burden bears the burden of another. You carry your own burden, everybody carries his own. Nobody can carry yours, not even a son of God. There's no such thing, but he's a son of God. I said, nobody can carry your sins. You carry your own burden. But the guy is shaking up our people, and even Muslims are getting converted. But we won't do anything. In Kerala, India, you know, in Kerala, there are more Christians than Muslims. Do you know that? How did it happen? No, the Christian is working. Here, he's working. In Indonesia, he perverted 15 million Indonesians into Christianity already. And by the turn of the century, Malaysia is talking about 2020, in the year 2020 we'll do this. What, don't wait for 2020, in the year 2000, the Christians are boasting that Indonesia will be a Christian nation. Today we are boasting the largest Muslim nation on earth is Indonesia, 160 million Muslims. I'm asking, what are they worth? Not even 2 ringgits. Ready like grass cut and ready for burning. Numbers don't count. Jellyfishes, the nation of jellyfishes. Again and again, a small number of people have overpowered and conquered huge numbers of people. Again and again. How many British came here to conquer Malaysia? How many? A handful. How many Dutch went to Indonesia to conquer Indonesia? A handful. How many British and English people came to India to conquer India? How many? Handful. Am I right? Huh? And we have millions. And we went sleeping, going down the drain, all of us. Millions in Indonesia, millions here, millions in India. So you see a handful, see what they can do. Then they're determined, and you strategy, plan. This is the law of God. If you don't perspire and exert for your deen, willy-nilly, whether you like it or not, you will be overpowered. You don't do the job, you lose that efficiency. If you don't use your muscles, over a period, you'll find they're not there anymore. Yeah? They atrophy, they dry up. Your mind, you don't use it. Over a period, you become like a jellyfish. Oh, you look healthy and well. But you're like a little baby. You're not talking silly, silly things. The only thing you want to see, video, TV. You want somebody to entertain you. You can't even entertain yourself by reading the Quran or good books. No. You want somebody to entertain you all the time. You have become a piece of vegetable. You don't use it, you lose it. So, my dear brothers, acquire this ability. I am writing books on how to give battle to the Nasara. My little book. There's some little books available here. I don't know if they're available here outside at the moment. A 12-page booklet called The Sign of Jonah. What was the sign of Jonah? You master that little book, and there is a Christian boy who can stand before you. Wallah, this is the laser gun of the intellect. But you won't take the trouble. I know that. This is entertainment. You like to listen to me talk. I know that. You like it. You like it, no? You like to hear me talk. I know that. But it ends there. You will do a little bit of homework, like I have been doing before coming here. I said, now I want to talk to my Malay people. I want to talk to them in something that maybe that they can lap it up far more easily. Their own language. There is no better way to get into the heart of the people than through their own mother tongue. The Christians realized that. I said, let me also do the same. So I started getting a Malaysian Bible. And I started learning verses I'm going to use tonight. I don't know how many of you know Malaysian. Put up your hands. Those, all of you who know Malaysian language. Put up your hands. All, mashallah. You must. You live in this country, you must learn the language. And you have people here of other tongues, Chinese, learn Chinese too. Talk to him in his language. Learn to say salam to him in his language, what he says. Like we say, in my country, to the African, we say sagabona. Or to the African, kui mora munya. Talk to him in his language, wish him in his language. It's no sin. And what you can do by that, just wishing him in his, every time you see, give a smiling face to the Chinese and wish him well in his language. Like somebody wishing you salam alaikum. Maybe then salam babu, how you feel? You feel obligated to the man. Talk, learn to talk, say salams, peace, in his language. So I learned a few words. This I'm going to use tonight. But just to give you the taste, I don't know whether I'm murdering it. If I am, if you can have time, correct me. Seorang Nabi akan kubangkitkan. Seorang Nabi akan kubangkitkan. I will raise them up a prophet. Uqimu lahum nabiyan. Seorang Nabi akan kubangkitkan bagi mereka dari antara saudara mereka. That one word, the brother was speaking that other language introducing me, I remember his word, the saudara. Say, yes, that word I know. Saudara is the saudara, means that he was talking about brothers. But so I said, yeah, that word I know. Saudara, I know. Sebagai mereka dari antara saudara mereka, from among the brethren, seperti engkau ini, like unto thee, like you, like who? Like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Allah says, I will raise them up a prophet from among the brethren, like unto thee, like you, O Musa. Aku akan menaruh farmanku dalam mulutnya, and I will put my words in his mouth. Dalam mulutnya aku akan menaruh farmanku dalam mulutnya. dan ia akan mengatakan kepada mereka segala yang kuperintahkan kepadanya. And he will speak unto them all that I shall command him. Tonight, inshallah, bring your friends along and your families. I don't know whether you are allowed to or what not, I don't know. But let them come and enjoy this innocent exercise, a profitable exercise. We'll be giving you a free book on the subject. I said, go along and learn the verse. You learn it in Malaysian, so you can talk to the Malay Christian. You learn it in English, your English will improve. Learn it in Chinese, even if you can't read, ask somebody, say, look man, this verse, find it for him, for me, and write it in Arabic script, you know, to how to produce the sound. Right, so memorize that. And every time you meet, talk to the Chinese. They say, look man, this is in your book, in the Malaysian, it's Ulangan, the book called Ulangan, chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. It ends, that verse 19. Okay, it's gone for the time being. Inshallah, it'll come tonight. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Pray for me as I pray for you. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna wa nakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Da'wahum fiha subhanakallahumma wa tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.